Komoeawa Tamanui, France and Tina, and this is your Wātea English News. A Māori economist says this week's mini-budget is a receipt for a grim future. Massey University's Professor Matt Roskrooge says the National-led coalition seems determined to throw Labour's flagship policies in the bonfire, as well as cut services to reach its savings target. He says it was more about what the government is not going to do rather than what it will do.
Apart from promised tax cuts somewhere in the future, it's not yet clear how this government is going to help everyday people, and that's, I think, what we were hoping to see some hints of, and it's certainly what we'll be looking for in May in the big budget.
Professor Roskrooge says there is no indication of spending on the infrastructure needed to keep up with population, and the only winners from the government's first month seems to be tobacco lobbyists and landlords. Ngāti Whātua Kuia Dame Nada Glavich has backed a call by her Ngāti Kuri relatives for people to keep cremation ashes away from Te Rerenga Wairua. The northernmost iwi will post ambassadors at the popular destination over summer after an increase in the number of people trying to dump what's left of their loved ones in the ocean far below.
Don't they realise that the sea is the food table? Is that how much their loved ones mean to them? Throw them in the sea? Oh my goodness, where's the tapu in that?
Dame Nada Glavich. Also, Ngāti Kaitiaki o Te Roto o Māpere Lake, o Māpere Trust and Northland Region Council have agreed to establish a formal working relationship. Council Deputy Chair Tui Shortland says the agreement signed yesterday will support efforts to restore the Māori of the lake, improve water quality and biodiversity, and respect its cultural significance to Ngāpuhi. Trust Chair Tamati Wihongi says generations of whānau and community have fought for the well-being of Te Roto o Māpere, which has been degraded by changes in land use management and various short-term interventions. And lastly, Te Runanga o Ngaitahu and Te Puni Kōkiri are putting together pods on marae throughout Te Waipounamu to prepare for natural disasters. The first of 24 pods was installed on Tuesday at Arowhenua Marae in Te Muka, north of Timaru. Ngaitahu Chief Operation Officer Ben Bateman says they hold non-perishable food, baby food and formula, hygiene products, emergency equipment and supplies tailored to the needs of each takiwa.
These emergency pods are in shipping container format, so sort of 20 to 40 foot shipping containers, and they will just provide that ability if there is an alpine fault disaster or anything else, for some additional capability and capacity out there.
All 24 pods will be in place by June. And that's your Wātea English News. Have a mean Christmas.